everyone. Welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. I'm Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our latest Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, a four-time state champion in field hockey from Lakeland High School, Caroline Cahill. Caroline, nice to see you. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, that sounds pretty awesome. Four-time state champion. Congratulations. How does that feel when you hear that?
Thank you. It feels incredible to know that we've won all these years. It just shows that all of our hard work all season and throughout the year is worth it.
Now, let me ask you this. Does it ever get old from year to year, or is winning each year different?
Not at all. Each year is very different because every year we have like a different group of girls, and every year we have to do different things and make different game plans. So every year is very special.
Now, the Con Edison Award is in its 67th year. It's a great honor. Congratulations on winning the award. What does winning it mean to you?
It means a lot. It's a great privilege to win it. A lot of players that came before me I've seen won it, and they're all very great role models for me. Like Megan Fahey won it last year. She was a great player, and my neighbor actually, and so she's a great person to look up to, so I'm glad I could follow in her footsteps.
That's wonderful. Now, how long have you been playing field hockey, and who or what got you interested in the sport?
I think I started in summer camp when I was in sixth grade. My mom just kind of woke me up one day and was like, "You're going to field hockey camp," and I had no idea what that was or why I was doing it. And yeah, by like the second or third day of camp, I loved it and just have been playing it ever since.
Now, back on November 1st in the sectional championship game, your team defeated Rye 4-0. You scored a goal in that game. And then on November 4th, let's jump ahead to the regional final against Garden City, a come from behind 2-1 victory. Now, Lakeland field hockey doesn't come from behind very often. Tell us about that game. It must have been something.
Well, the Garden City game was a really intense game. We knew going into it that they're usually a very good team. They're a very big competition. But we knew that we all had to stay focused on winning. And it's like when they scored first, we came from behind last year against Rye. They scored first. So we all knew like it was possible for a team to score first on us. But we knew that we couldn't let that define the game. And that if we thought about that rather than playing the game, then we would lose the game. So we kept our heads on straight and like kept going. Worked very hard for all the second half and came back.
And you came back in the second half. You assisted on the first goal. Tell us about that.
That was a really intense goal. I think we had it was like 20 minutes into the or 20 minutes left in the second half, and we were just trying to take advantage of all the opportunities we got. And so when that ball went in the circle and someone put it in, it was just a great feeling. We finally got back tied. The game was like a 0-0 game all over again.
And then when did the winning goal come?
It was 5 minutes left in the first half.
Wow.
In the second half, sorry.
This past Saturday up at Maine Enwell High School in the state semifinals and finals. First of all, you defeated Burnt Hills High School. The score there, I believe, was 4-0. You had a goal and assist in that game. Okay, that must have been great.
Yeah, it was exciting.
And then in the championship game against Vestal, which you won 5-0, you assisted on the first goal of the game 83 seconds into the game. Is that very unusual? I guess in any sport to score that quickly, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was nice to score that early. every game we just try to come out with like a lot of intensity. So that game we just kind of we're doing what we always do, and it just happened. We're working on finishing in the circle, and Juliana got her stick in there and finished.
Wonderful. Now, for this season, you scored 26 goals, 20 assists. That's wonderful. You made the all-tournament team at the New York State Championship weekend. All-league, all-section, all-state, all-elite. Now, that's something that's voted on by the field hockey coaches. Mm-hmm. So congratulations on all of that.
Thank you.
And you have been nominated as an All-American by the National Field Hockey Coaches Association. So that's a great, great honor, and I guess that those results will be coming along pretty soon, right?
I think in December.
Okay, so that would be wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. You've been in four state championship games. You've won all of them. What is the feeling when that final whistle goes off and you realize that you are state champions? What does that feel like?
Well, the first 3 years felt a lot different than the last, obviously. Like, the first three, it was like, a very exciting feeling. Like, we just won a state championship. But we were all very excited. But at the same time, we all knew that whereas that season just ended, that the next season begun the next day. So it was kind of just like, okay, like, we won that. We want to do it again. So, like, how can we start getting ready for next season? Whereas, like, this year, the game, like, the buzzer sounded, and I was like, wow, we did it. It's my senior year. And, like, we all came together, and we actually accomplished this, and we finished. And then, like, we're all, like, together cheering and everything. And then we just, like, kind of looked into the stands, and I was like, we're never going to do this again. So it was kind of, like, an interesting feeling, but it was a proud feeling at the same time that I made it through, like, my 4 years of Lakeland Field Hockey, a champion in all four.
That's just wonderful. Now, does Coach Sarson get a Gatorade bath after a state championship win? Or,
oh, no. the team before us did that, and no.
Okay, well, we're going to ask Coach Sarson about that in just a moment. Now, you've played some other sports at Lakeland during your time there. You played some lacrosse in 10th grade. Did you enjoy that?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
And last year you did some track and field. What events did you run or compete
in? I was mostly doing, like, I was mostly a sprinter, so I did, like, the 100, the 200, and the 400, and then I did some long and kind of did high jumps.
That sounds terrific. Now, getting back to field hockey, you were in the USA Field Hockey National Futures Championship. Now, is that a tournament? Tell us about that.
So the way that works is you do futures, which is kind of just like a training program where some Sundays, about once a month or twice a month, we go to some site and we train for a few hours. And then there's a regional tournament where you just play with a random group of girls, and then you get selected for that tournament. So it's a lot of fun, good experience, playoff season.
And the Northeast Wicked Smart League Under 19, what is that all about?
That's a league that our club team Hudson Valley does in the summertime. It's a lot of the same girls who play on our Lakeland team. Then we have some girls from other schools also, and we play other New York State and club teams and stuff like that.
We are very happy to have Coach Sharon Sarson here with us today. Coach Sarson is becoming a regular in this studio. She's in her 36th year coaching field hockey at Lakeland. She has over 600 wins, 12 state championships, 9 in a row. Just a remarkable record. Congratulations, Sharon, on all of that. Just wonderful and nice to see you.
Thank you, Rich.
Let's go back to that regional championship game. Your halftime speech, did you have to dig deep again? You guys aren't behind in too many games. What did you say to the girls to get them ready for that winning second half?
I definitely challenged them. I also talked about the fact that we expected to score a goal. We expected to score a goal to win this game, and we're still going to do that. So we have the whole second half to come back and do what we need to do. I said a lot, but then after that, the rest of the team kind of took over and did their own little huddle and deciding what they wanted to do and rallying kind of cry, and they kind of rallied themselves.
That's wonderful. Now, Caroline, as we said, has won 4 state championships in 4 years. I believe there's one other player on this year's squad that can boast that as well.
Yes. Kelsey McCrudden, who actually won the Con Ed Award about 3 or 4 weeks ago. Kelsey and Caroline were the only two seniors that were on the state championship team as freshmen.
Now, Coach, what, besides the incredible talent that you have, Caroline here and Kelsey and the rest of the girls, what else goes into a state championship winning season?
Gosh, so much. It starts early. It probably starts in sixth grade, like Caroline said, when she started playing the game. And as her teammate has said, Lakeland field hockey is not for everyone. So you have to really commit to the sport, commit to your teammates. Families have to support the program. It is, you know, as anything is, it is a year-round program playing field hockey, but it's not. It's all the time. It's, you know, even in the off season, it's 6 days a week often. It's training, it's tournaments, it's doing all kinds of different play, and just buying into the program and believing and doing all the little things.
Now, Coach Sarson, the high school season is over, but the field hockey season is not. I understand you're preparing for some tournaments coming up in the weeks to come?
Yes, the next tournament that a bunch of Lakeland girls are going, including Caroline, is the USA National Field Hockey Festival, which is taking place during Thanksgiving break, and it's down in West Palm Beach, Florida. So that's the first one we have lined up.
Oh, that's not a bad destination at this time of year. That should be a lot of fun. Coach Sharon Sarson, thank you so much. Congratulations on everything.
You're welcome.
We're speaking with Caroline Cahill, our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, a four-time state champion field hockey player from Lakeland High School. Caroline, in school, you have a solid 94 average. You're in the National Honor Society. You're taking some great courses, physics, economics, politics, English, creative writing, calculus. Do you have a favorite among those very challenging courses, I might say?
This year would probably be calculus so far. I like the class. I like the challenge. It's kind of like solving some really long puzzles. I like it.
That's terrific. This week, you signed your national letter of intent. You'll be playing Division I field hockey next year at James Madison University. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What made you choose James Madison?
I really like the culture there and like the atmosphere that like the players and coaches bring. They all work really hard and they all just want to win and put everything they have into it. And also my brother and sister both go there, which doesn't hurt.
Oh, that's wonderful. I didn't realize that. And they're currently in the top 20 in the nation, right? In Division I?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Now, how is their season? Did they go into NCAA playoffs? Are they still playing?
No, they didn't make it into the NCAA, like the next round of it. They lost in their conference's championship.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you're planning to graduate from Lakeland in December, early mm-hmm. January, and enroll down there at James Madison in January. Will you, mm-hmm. you'll take courses, or are you just going to get adjusted and be with the field hockey team? What's the plan there?
The plan there is just to take some classes and like to train with the team and like do the spring season and stuff, get in shape for the fall.
That's wonderful. Now, let me ask you this. What adjustments do you see in moving from high school field hockey to Division I college field hockey?
I think one of the biggest things is going to be like the connection with the other players. Like all the players that we play with at Lakeland, I've been playing with since like sixth grade. So I think it's going to be the big change between the type of players we're playing with, and also like the speed of the game is a lot different, like playing a different surface, and everyone's very skilled there and very talented.
Now, we said at the beginning that we only have 15 minutes to talk. We could probably do an hour with you. You're just such a talented student athlete. Some of the activities that you take part in school, let's talk a little bit about them. You are a member of the Principal's Advisory Council. What do you do there?
Well, that's just a small group of students from each grade is selected by like the principal. We do like some interviews and stuff. And basically what we do is we meet about once a month and we just talk about like issues in our school that people are having and things that we can make better throughout Lakeland.
And the HOBY Leadership Seminar, you're selected for that. What is that all about?
Well, that was something, I think, sophomore year. It was you had to be like interviewed and write an essay to be selected for some leadership seminar that was over a weekend that I wasn't actually able to go to because we had field hockey practice or a tournament or something. But yeah, it was some like selection process to go to a weekend in
Well, again, we're just scratching the surface. You have so many wonderful activities and so many things that you do. Let's give your family a little plug here. Your mom, Victoria, your dad, Kevin. I imagine they're amongst your biggest supporters. They come to all the games.
Mm-hmm. They're always there in the stands.
I'm sure. And tell us about your siblings. You have three siblings.
Yes, my oldest sibling is my sister, Kathleen. She's 22 now. She's graduating from college in December. Then my brother, who's 20, he's a junior at James Madison. And then my little sister is 15, and she's a sophomore at Lakeland.
That's wonderful. Now, you're going to get together for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm going to be in Florida.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be at the tournament. Well, that's not too bad. Now, you've also done some coaching of field hockey. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, it's great seeing all the younger players and how like anxious they are to get playing and learn some new skills.
Do you think that that might be something you'd like to do later on in life?
It's something I'd consider. I think it'd be nice to give back and coach some younger players that I've been coached and stuff.
That sounds great. Well, we've been speaking with Caroline Cahill from Lakeland High School. James Madison is getting a terrific student athlete.
And you.
I would like to, first of all, congratulate you on your state championship. I'd like to congratulate you on being a Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We'd like to wish you all the best for the remainder of your senior year. And all the best to you down at James Madison.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. And thanks for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.